What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You just heard a little bit of...
Yeah, that was Jawbox with a song called Static off the release My Scrapbook of Fatal Accidents.
Not Fetal Accidents.
Fecal Accidents, but Fatal.
Which that's is, the last thing they ever made before.
Right, isn't that like B-sides and
it is
singles, maybe?
A collection of some unreleased tracks, some old versions and some covers and some good stuff.
A great band that even now, posthumously, has an impact on music in the, of its genre everywhere.
We, however, are still in the humus stage. So let's go be in the humus stage. We had a discussion. We heard from a lot of people during the break and decided we didn't like them. We don't take your problems seriously. And they're a whiny bunch of people who really kind of need to sort it out for yourselves. And we decided that what we would much rather do, since we finally got some air flowing in here, and finally just reintroduce the notion of flow to the whole atmosphere, what we decided to do is take you to the What Jails Like Lounge.
Welcome on in to the What Jails Like Lounge. Where you ain't got to have no skill if you wants to get down. I'm your host for tonight, Jimmy D, on the microphone, holding it tight, keeping you up all night till we get it right. With a whole host of performers that you're gonna love down to the bone, so you don't have to sleep alone, so get your groove on. Now, I'd like to see your shining faces out in the audience, so if you want to get down, say, yeah! Now, if you want to get really down, say, hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Yeah. Personally, I'm... It's only so down I can get, sir.
So you want to? You'd prefer to stay at the first level of down, sir?
Yes.
Will you be my guest and stay at the first level of down while the rest of us proceed to get downer?
Can I change my order at a later date?
Yes. Just file it with your waiter.
All right.
Now, for the rest of us who are so brave and fearless that we can sojourn into the deepest, darkest depths of down.
I'm down.
Hell yeah.
Let's get it on and go to town with our first performer. Our first performer is a premier performer in the field of experimental poetry. Folks, this man's poetry is so experimental that he chooses not to use the letter K. Yes, I know what you're saying. How could you not use the letter K? How can poetry of any worth be created without that beautiful K sound?
I'm kind of wondering myself.
Sir, please.
Yes?
Don't make me come over there and break your arm.
Sorry, sir. I'm not as down as you are. I'm sorry.
Now, he will, without a doubt, sway and pacify your fears when he loves you with his beautiful verse. Devoid of the K sound, here he is. George, the man, Anderson. Let's give him a hand.
Can I get a groove?
Horse. Beat, not a heart. Beat, murder, death. Will you come a little closer? Horse, beats, not a heart. Beats, I wonder sometimes, who are you and where you stand tonight? Horse, beats, heart, beats, horse, beats, heart, beat where you stand tonight. In a little lost town, give me a little something. Horse, beat, heart, beat. Murder, death, will you come a little closer?
You'll notice, folks, he did not use the K once! And no, he did not use the K. His poetry was beautiful anyway. Can we give it up?
I kind of think that the way he used hard C sounds was a bit of a cop-out, though. I mean, they might as well have been K's.
Louis, break that man's arm.
Ow.
Now, let's give sufficient props to Georgie the Man Anderson. Thank you, Georgie.
All right.
You illed on this stage tonight, brother. You illed. Ooh. The audience is dead.
I know. I'll go get a janitor.
Yeah, back on the mic, just like I like. Doing it right. Riding around on a trike. Word. I'm sorry, I just kind of flew out of control there. I apologize.
So, wait, can I just clarify? Trike would seem to have a K in it.
Well, I'm not George the Man Anderson, man. I can use K's all I damn want.
Y'all sit down before they break your other arm, man.
Louis going to break the other arm, then what you going to do? How you going to hold your wife? How you going to open a car door, huh?
I apologize. Being a white suburbanite from New Jersey, all people who got the funk look alike to me. I apologize.
Man, I'm a white guy from Minnesota. I don't know what you expecting.
But you got the funk.
It's true, I do got the funk.
Awful funky.
Excuse me, Al. Anyway.
Man, just break his other arm. Get it over with. Come here.
Ow! I don't know how you expect me to achieve an extra level of down, sir.
You best be down.
All right, Louie, now get that man another drink on the house with a long, long straw. Thank you very much. Now, back on the mic, just like I like riding a bike. If I had a dog, I'd name it Spike. Humpty said, do what you like. Sorry. I get a mic in my hand. Sometimes I just go, all crazy. I apologize. Now, I know what you're saying to yourself. You're saying, Jamie D., what we need now is a performer to bring us all down into the deepest, darkest corners of our brain, so we get more ethereal than a Faulkner novel, huh? And if I had a rhyme for Faulkner novel, then damn, I'd be busting that out. But you're gonna have to sit on that, cause I ain't got one. No, but don't worry, I'm gonna bring out that performer. This man is so deep, he needs to be pulled out of a hole every night, cause he just gets so deep. By the time the authorities find him, he's already in the ground, and he's almost dead because all the dirt starts falling in on his head. Sorry, it's a metaphor. It's kind of got out of control. I apologize, you know.
No, I kind of liked it.
Thank you very much, sir. Louis, fix one of that man's arms.
Hold on, I gotta set this.
All right.
Ow! Stop crying!
That's much better.
All right.
All right, thank you, sir.
That'll be $500.
Now, we're going to bring our next performer out. Now, this man comes all the way from northern Canada, where he lives in a shack because he refuses to join in civilization. But for this one night and one night only, he has agreed to do our show and show you people exactly what his art form is like. This man, excuse me, I had a hot dog right before the show.
You're excused.
Thank you, man. Let me fix that other man's arm. That man's other arm.
Come here.
All right. Ow. Oh, that's much better.
There you go. Don't use those for a couple, 2 or 3 weeks.
This man has forsaken his name because he feels it was given to him by a society corrupt and now just goes by the symbol N'Gok. A sound summoned from the depths of his soul. Let's give it up for N'Gok!
Yeah, alright.
Wait, so you do it with your fingers, not the hands?
Yo, sit down.
Alright.
N'Gok's on the mic. Could I lay me down a fat slow groove, please? What you doing? Where you going? N'Gok! Stop! Why you gonna get on my mic when I got to be in the lounge? What jail is like, it's not a hike or a trike or a bike is what I like to be on the mic. Do not mess with me. Do not
be oppressing me, I will cut you, I will freak you. One, maybe two times, then the cops gonna come. Gonna get in my way, gonna strip search me. Body cavity, I don't like it. I don't like it when I'm on the mic. I just say, back the heck up. Or as an other guy would say, bad the fuck do. That's no K's in that. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Georgia, settle down, man. He didn't mean to infringe on your territory. Yeah, sir, he didn't use a K.
I don't know about that.
It was an accident, man. Georgia, don't get upset, all right, man? Louis, break George's arms. Just one of them.
Sorry, man.
Ouch. You have disturbed my arm.
I broned it.
Man, that man's so down, he don't even feel it when you break his arm. And that's down. Whew. Okay. It's getting hot up here on stage. You know, sometimes it gets hot being in the spotlight. Can I just break it down for a minute? Jamie D on the microphone.
You certainly got my permission, sir.
You know, get that man a Ferrari. Get one of the Ferraris in the back lot.
Ah, here you go, man.
Oh, wow.
Take it easy out of fourth, all right?
I will.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, like I was saying. It gets hot up here in the spotlight. You know, people thinking, damn, once you be getting up in the spotlight, it's like smooth sailing. But let me tell you.
Tell them, brother.
It's hot.
Tell them what's up.
Some people think it's not, but it is. It's burning like a flame in hell. You start to smell. Your deodorant don't work so well. You ain't feeling so swell. You start hearing bells. You think you's back in high school, and that ain't cool, cause you was a fool in high school. And you hear the bells, and you wanna run away. But that's not okay, cause you got a show to do today, or else you don't get paid. So you say, what the hey, I'll do it anyway. And you stay up there in the light, even though it's night. You're burning cause it's so damn bright. And you're shaking with fright. And that ain't right. And all you want to do is become a ballerina. But your parents wouldn't let you, so you ate your farina. And balled your fist. And you got pissed.